connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Here we go. Glad you're here. Obviously, you're here. Matt and Ramona, producer Squatch, and second producer Eric Kelly II. And if you would share this podcast, it'd be much appreciated. And rate it and comment. That helps us as well and makes us keep our job for another week or two. So thank you. Numbers are good. You're done. We love it. Back to school is quickly approaching. My kids go back on the 16th of
wow,
August.
Wow, less than a month.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Are you ready? Do you have the school shopping done?
No, do not have the school shopping
because the
done.
School lists are out already, right?
I assume they are.
What do you mean you assume? Do you have kids going back or not?
Yes, but I haven't tackled that yet, so I'm not, you know.
Or is Amy tackling that?
No, I mean, she hasn't. I know that because I would have seen giant bags of stuff probably laying around.
Really? So yeah. Silly, God. There's a giant bag. Must be back to school shopping.
When Avery went to a different school, some of the schools have it. You can order online and they just send it to the school.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't even have known it was what happened, but that's not the case now.
Because you're not going to do the ordering.
No, I wouldn't even have known. I would love to do it. But I don't think, though, that Addie, the 16-year-old, would like me back to school clothes shopping with her.
I don't think she wants you back to school any shopping with her.
Maybe not. Because I'd probably be like, cheap, like,
yeah,
like, I know you're 16.
A mechanical pencil when they make the old fashioned kind with an eraser on the end.
I know you're 16, but that strawberry shortcake is backpack's only $4.99.
The Hannah Montana's on clearance,
right?
That's the backpack you're getting,
yes. And she reminded me the other day, and to kind of put into perspective of with all the COVID and whatnot, and she didn't go to school, she was virtual last year, so the last time she had a first day at her school, she was 14, and she is now 16.
Oh my gosh!
It's weird,
and that is such a big change in a child's life between 14 and 16.
Yeah,
there's a lot that happens.
Yes, and she reminded me that, well, you know, I didn't do back to school shopping last year, so
double up, girl. Tell cheap dad to double up.
But, Daddy, get out your black card. Let's get the swiping.
But you know, but my wife said it is kind of true because she didn't buy a ton of stuff.
Right.
It's not kind of true, it's very true.
Like, she's grown and people grow and I don't know, but it sounds like a bunch of crap.
Father, may I have two pair of socks this year? Oh, Father, please.
Ramon.
May I have two pair of socks?
Right. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm still skeptical of the two pairs of socks, but that style hasn't changed. And so I saw a study that said, well, speaking of money, that $843 on each child. Yeah, that's...
Oh, my Lord.
But, I mean, that's everything. I'm assuming they're counting school supplies and clothes and shoes. And
either way.
Whatnot. That's a lot, right?
Yeah, it is.
I know people who have, like, six kids. What the hell, man?
I don't know.
This doesn't tell you to, you know, put a condom on or...
Wait, that's what getting out of that? Some people choose large families.
Yeah, but they don't think about it.
And they can also afford large families.
I know, but that makes me think that, you know...
Just because you were like, hey, you know what? We're going to share those socks.
Yeah.
You wear the right one. You wear the left one. We're a family
that. If you do get them in the in close in age, you can just buy $143 of clothes. They can all share them.
Why are you so cheap, bro? Like, why?
No. You had your own stuff going back to school. I know because I talked to your parent.
Oh, I mean, I did, but, you know.
Did your parents complain about how much money it took to clothe you and buy you back to school? Supplies.
There's no way.
Did you ever hear them complain about that?
Not complain, but like I wouldn't get like, say, Pumas or something. I mean,
I don't know. His parents sound like the people that would. I mean, they already called him out for walking around eating cereal.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound far fetched that they complained about spending.
I have never heard Matt's dad cheap out the way Matt has.
No, he's not. No.
He's not that guy. I don't know where Matt got this from.
But I mean, it wasn't. No, they never really complained, but I don't think I ever got much. Because I wasn't asking for much. It wasn't like, I never felt like I wasn't, like I was wanting, other than I can remember like name brand sneakers. It's about the only thing I remember. Other than that, I really didn't, you know, I was mostly in general, guys are like, especially back then, just give me some tough skins. And, you know, a couple t-shirts, we'll be good to go.
I lived a totally different life.
And yeah, you know, iron on some patches, and then when they get holes in the knees, we'll be good to go.
What?
just didn't think about it.
What life did you live?
It was a fine
My
one,
back to school experience
one
of, was totally different.
He lived one of exaggeration, because if we called his parents right now, they'd be like, just tough skins and a couple of t-shirts. You know?
Well, that's all I would want. I mean, I'm thinking, my closet was, my brother and I shared a closet, and it couldn't have been more than 2 feet long. I mean, it wasn't like
a 2 feet wide closet. Yeah. Matt Harris, next you're going to tell us you hiked 10 miles to school and back.
I did
not have a 2 foot closet to share with your brother.
Probably about 2 foot.
That's not, no.
Yes.
Wow. 2 feet isn't even.
Okay, 3 feet. I don't know, but it was just a closet, like a door. I mean, it was just a thing. Maybe 3 feet. Maybe. But I'm not saying I cared. I never really thought, oh, I don't have any clothes. I just, what do you need? You got a pair of play clothes and a pair of school clothes?
So this is the attitude that you are now sharing with your two daughters.
Yeah.
Two daughters.
Yeah, a little different, I guess. But no, so far, Avery doesn't care much about clothes.
And there are a lot of sons out there.
I know.
Who care as well.
They do. Oh, I know.
And thank heavens they don't have Matt Harris as a dad.
You're probably right.
May I have two sneakers instead of one this year, Father?
I did.
Yes.
I did walk around.
You won't have to share a pair with your brother.
I did walk around the grocery store seeing where, I mean, I remember getting sneakers in the grocery store. I haven't been able to find any here lately.
Now the equivalent of getting those Bobos at the supermarket, I think the equivalent is getting your sneakers at Walmart.
Yeah, yes.
I think that's the equivalent.
But just to the prices up, they said up 19% from $707 last year. And the big things that parents spend 68 minutes looking for the best deals. I won't do that.
I thought that was low.
Yeah.
68 minutes? You just a little over an hour looking for the best deals? No.
A lot more?
No. Yes.
What's your time worth, right?
Yes. Well, now a lot of that you can cut down because parents are doing a lot of shopping online.
Yes. And then most.
And it's easier to find good deals online.
Right. So it does take seconds. Yeah, it doesn't take very long.
If you are shopping the clearance racks, that takes time.
I'm not doing that. That's right.
I know you're not.
I don't have the time or the patience. But, I'd rather just be
But cheap. I'm glad that your daughter is into thrifting, so she understands the patience that it takes to find the good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she does some of that stuff for sure. She'll come home and tell me how much something was when it's, well, I guess she probably only tells me when it's cheap. But I always go, like, she'll be like, hey, I got this.
Well, that's what thrifting is all about. It's about finding the deals.
I was gonna say, I got this.
And if you're complaining because your daughter is bringing home a $10 used shirt, sir, I cannot share a studio with you any longer.
She'll say, I got this shirt for $5. I'm like, well, is that good? Could you find it for $4?
Gosh. Are you sure it's used? You better make sure it's used.
I'm just kidding. I don't do that. I'm proud. Yes. So let's see. It's about 39% want to do in person and about 42% do it online. But anyway, so they also, I found that parents are celebrating this year. Or they say they want to sell. In fact, some parents say they even want to do their own back to school shopping as celebration. I'm going to go buy. And I bet Amy will come home with stuff.
Treat yourself. It has been a really, really, really tough year for the students, for their parents, and their teachers.
Right. And about 50% plan on celebrating when the kids go back to school, have some sort of celebration.
And I know a couple of teachers who are saying, you know what, I gained a little weight in COVID, so I owe myself a new wardrobe.
Right. And the parents will do their moms and mimosas or whatever they've got going on.
Is the big Fort Mill party coming back?
Fort Mill, Baxter Village will be a raucous place. Women will be passed out.
Women and Matt.
Yeah, women and Matt. Women passed out in the street. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't get that bad. Hey, what? I just realized doing mornings now. I can hit that.
Yes, you can.
Mama!
And by hit that, you mean just go hang out, up mom at the bar, at the moms and mimosas party.
I know, by the time I get off and get there, they might be
Wow. Matthew.
Kid ladies, don't be scared. I won't be coming around. The bar that has it is going to be like, good luck, Lord. The word gets out, he's coming. No one will show up.
Right. Hey, y'all, we've moved the back to school moms and mimosas party because Matt Harris found out.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So we got that going on. And, you know, this kind of ties in because back to school fashion and you know, it's been that way for years. When kids go back, that you know, there's a new thing.
Right.
Almost every other new thing. It might not be like the whole outfit, but there's a thing, right? Like there's always going to be whatever.
You want that starter jacket.
Yeah.
You want that polo shirt. You want those new Nikes.
Air Force Ones, Apple Watches.
Apple Watches. Or what are those? There's just little strings that go around. What are those things like?
You know, those strings?
I like those because they're
friendship
cheap,
bracelets?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, the bracelets that they like wove together?
Yeah.
It's very huge. It's coming back. I can't remember what you... Call, but you know, you make them at camp. It's like one, two, and then you tie it and then make another one.
Right.
Like,
like the plastic, sometimes they're plastic, sometimes they're.
Girls love them.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And then
some guys wear them.
Yeah, guys wear them, but that's only because girls give them to them. They don't make them.
Could I pull it off?
I mean, yeah. You could.
Bless it.
Well, you're a dad.
It's huge. He already just said it's huge.
Yes,
and you're saying, can I pull it off? Anything that anyone says is huge is something that people assume you're wearing.
Well, I disagree that it's huge because I like when I was at the B, all the young girls were walking around with all of them all up their arms and stuff.
But that doesn't mean it's not huge.
Oh, they seem like they were hip youngsters.
Because what huge means is you have someone who is not Gen Z. You're a millennial. You're Gen X, and you are trying to rock the new trends, but there's something slightly off. Mm. Or you're hanging on to old trends and mixing them with the new stuff, and it makes you uncool.
Okay, so, what's your
theory? Even though skinny jeans, for example, are considered chuggy and no longer on trend, you still have a lot of young women wearing skinny jeans.
Okay, all right. I got rid of my, I moved my skinny up to the... I'm not wearing these anymore area.
Wait, what? You've been wearing skinny jeans?
Well, I had a pair that were skinny. I mean, not like skinny, but skinnier than I think that I'm allowed to wear anymore.
So, what were they,
what?
Slim?
Maybe slim.
Are we talking about your true religion
jeans? They felt really uncomfortable. No. They were a pair. I don't know. They were like rubbery, though. I mean, what do you call that? Like, not rubber pants, but the material that, like...
This is sounding... are we talking latex?
Yeah, no. Anyway, I put them on the other day. I'm like, these are too tight now, I think. Because of... Well, maybe I just got bigger. Either way, they're moving.
Oh, wow.
Well, a lot of times online, you see these lists of things that are... no longer in. And basically, it's Gen Z taking aim at the older generations and saying, this stuff is not cool.
They go to the aim like the one above them. Like the Gen Z goes after millennials because they're like the one, like for some reason, there was that battle, right? Like the slightly above them age. They're like, man.
Well,
yeah.
They're taking aim at things like the side part and the skinny jeans and UGG boots and saying, these are no longer cool. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes I take a look at these lists, and the minute I get to something that I still like, that I refuse to let go of, I just say, you know what? This whole list is dumb. Because honestly, I like checking out the new trends, but as a woman who knows her aesthetic, I know what I like, if I want to wear skinny jeans, I will. Mm-hmm. And there's a certain, I don't know, mean girlness that comes along with saying, you're wearing the old jeans. You're still parting your hair on the side.
Right.
When I say a curated closet means I've taken a look at things like animal prints and UGG boots and Toms that I like for whatever reason that I will continue to like and wear, even though I'm incorporating some other new trends into my life. It doesn't mean that, now I can no longer be considered cool because I part my hair on the side. Sometimes I part my hair on the side because I think it looks cute.
Is it different? I think it might be different between men and men, right? Because this is why
men, there are some things that men do that are considered chuggy, like wearing the cargo pants and the cargo shorts.
Right. No, definitely chuggy. What I'm saying is, though, that women are always saying, like, I got to go into my husband's closet and get rid of that stuff. You know what I mean? As opposed to you're saying, hold on to stuff.
Men have embraced this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Men embraced this a long time ago, like, because a lot of guys I know,
that's what I'm saying. Yes.
When it comes to, let's say, their jeans, there are a lot of men I know who, I would say, whatever jeans they were wearing when they were 21 are the same type of jeans that they are wearing right now.
Like, if a guy gets divorced, he comes
out
in the
real world. Which is going to be very odd when the skinny jeans generation hit 70.
Do you think that the old people?
And they're still, yeah.
I mean,
you think about your uncle who still wore a leisure suit long after leisure suits were considered unpopular. He liked the look of himself in a leisure suit.
Yeah.
And frankly, the leisure suits will make a comeback.
Yeah, it probably will.
Okay.
Jumpsuits. Comfortable. Make a comeback.
Well, jumpsuits.
Flare legs, boot cuts, comeback.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to have people help me. I don't know if it's.
I already offered my help.
I know, but then I also want to buy things either.
So. Okay, well, you're just going to figure it out, sir.
He asked you for your help. Like, Eric, can you pick out some things for me? But then he didn't want to buy
them. You know, I bought two shirts that you had recommended, but they were the wrong size. And then I realized that my daughters are going back to school shopping, so I get diddly-do for the next, till I, you know, I scribble away, you know, hide away some money for like 6 months. Maybe I can buy a T-shirt or something.
You're so cheap.
He said, maybe I can buy a T-shirt. Save 6 months. Mm. You know how many Target T-shirts we can get you right now?
Yeah,
and make you look good?
Hey, but they all get everything. I got nothing, man.
I'm telling you.
Nothing. thank you for hanging out with us. Much appreciated. Ramona's Chugy stuff. Is up on.
What did you say?
Chugy. Chugy stuff is up there. And also her pictures from the mice that made her mom's car a home. A nest. It is horrible to look at. Could you imagine opening seeing that?
I have to say, I love the service department at Gastonia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram because. If I had opened the hood and saw that, I'd say, Ramona, come pick up your car. We're not doing anything with it. You and your whole family of mice can just get out of here. Just scram.
You were taking a
blowtorch. But no, they were far more patient than that. And they're still waiting for me to allow them to come pick me up so I can get the car.
You'll never get in that car.
No.
Never.
No.
It's gone. Okay. Well, just nuke it there. We might have to get some more detail on that on the next spot. But thank you again. Share, comment, Matt Harris from Ramona Holloway Facebook pages. We will talk soon.